We have just two letters from the Evening News this week. The first one comes from Gillian Douglas of Heacham, who has concerns about food labelling. The Project Slingshot campaign raises some important issues as well as eyebrows. It maintains that a lot of our food is sold with false information on the labels. A lot of produce may not have been raised or grown in the country on the label, and the ingredients may not be as healthy to eat as we are given to believe. There is a lot more concern nowadays about the health benefits of the food we eat, and it is important that all involved in food production and those who eat it are inquisitive and thorough in watching carefully what is put on sale as food. An army marches on its stomach holds a lot of truth. We are the army of this country, keeping it going by our daily living. So let's report worries about labelling to the Food Standards Agency. It could ultimately improve the state of our sustenance and our health.
The second letter is from Ian MacDonald of Billericay. There are few sights more heartening at this time of year than a field full of blood-red poppies, which these days are rarely seen and therefore even more precious. They are rarely seen because of changing farming methods and disappearing wheat fields, but also because it is in their very nature to flower for just a couple of weeks before disappearing. Some poppies we will only ever see once. Others are biennial or perennial. There are some 250 species, and they are by no means always red. We find cream and white varieties, orange and yellow, blue and purple, even lavender and pink. Very popular with gardeners are the so-called oriental poppies, with white flowers and striking black blobs on their silky petals, easy to buy here in packets of 100 seeds, and the orange, yellow or red Iceland poppy, which flower slightly later in the year and attract bees and butterflies all day long. In the USA and Mexico, where California poppies are cultivated, these are often used to add extra flavouring to food. Most of these wonderful flowers will thrive in moist, well-drained soil where they are guaranteed full sun.